由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled Looking Up When Life Knocks You Down.
我们今日将要分享一个叫做举目仰望的系列信息的第三讲，它是讲到在你生命遭遇挫折的时候，你要懂得举目仰望上帝。
And it is based on the life of the Apostle Paul.
而今次的信息是来自使徒保罗的生命见证的。
And I want to begin by telling you this.
首先，我想同你讲一件事。
If popularity and acceptance are your life goals, I want you to stay tuned.
如果你生活的目标就是被接纳和获得名声的话，我希望你不要离开，继续听下去。
Because I'm going to deal with this subject today.
因为今日我就要讲关于这个方面的信息。
Have you ever thought about how some people can be held on a pedestal one day?
你有没有想过有些人今日被人捧了上台
？And then they get dropped the next day?
听日就被人赶落台呢
？That's why it is dangerous to seek after popularity and acceptance by people.
如果你见过的话，我可以告诉你，所以去追求人的接纳，人的拥戴是很危险的。
Boys and girls who want to be popular in school often find themselves disappointed and discouraged.
那些小孩子在学校里头想做风头等的时候，最后会很失望和很气馁。
Parents who uphold popularity as a goal for their children will be disappointed and pay a heavy price.
如果爸爸妈妈都只是懂得鼓励子女成名作为他们人生的目标的话，其实他们都会失望并且付上很高的代价。
When leaders seek popularity as the goal of their life,
而当领袖以追求名望为他一生的目标的时候，
they will end up compromising and becoming ineffective in serving God.
他们最终就会妥协并且在侍奉上面失去果效。
Seeking after popularity can be demoralizing.
追求名望是会让你受挫的。
Seeking after acceptance can be devastating.
拼命想得到认同的时候就会将你拖垮。
Because people by nature are fickle.
因为在这个世界里面人性都是善变的。
Because people by nature are undependable.
所以人性呢是靠不住的。
People are unstable, and therefore you cannot build your life's goal on popularity.
人的性情是不稳定的，所以你是不可以将你生活的目标建立在追求声望上面的。
A famous man once said the following words.
有一个名人曾经讲过以下这段的说话。
That fame is a vapor.
名气就好像烟雾浮云一样。
And those who cheer you today will curse you tomorrow.
今日去捧你的人，听日就可能闹你。
King Saul is someone who sought after popularity.
在圣经里面呢，旧约的扫罗王是一个追求名望的人。
And was devastated again and again.
跟着于是他就遭受到一次又一次的挫败。
And this is how it happens.
件事是怎样发生的呢？
It first begins with pride.
第一步就是骄傲。
When pride takes hold of us, it will not easily let go.
当骄傲占据了我们之后，我们要骄傲离开就不是那么简单了。
Be careful of pride.
所以你们要留心骄傲。
For it is the one sin that is condemned by the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督亲口谴责骄傲这种罪。
When pride took hold of King Saul's life,
当骄傲控制了扫罗王之后，
he began to believe that he accomplished his achievements by himself.
他开始认定了他的江山是自己一手打下来的。
He forgot to give God the glory.
佢唔记得咗佢应该将荣耀归返俾上帝。
He had forgotten to give God all the credit.
佢亦都忘记咗其实呢一切都系上帝嘅功劳嚟㗎。
And when pride takes over,
同时当骄傲完全掌控咗佢之后，
The next step was blaming everyone around him for his disobedience to the Lord.
跟住下一步，佢就开始将自己违背上帝嗰份嘅过错归咎俾周围所有嘅人。
Instead of blaming himself,
但系就唔系归咎自己。
The same is true with us.
其实今日对我哋嚟讲都系一样噶。
We often begin to blame other people for our troubles.
我哋经常会因为自己面对嘅麻烦而话第二个人唔好噶。
Then the next step is acting or role-playing.
下一步呢，我哋就开始装腔作势啦。
And that's precisely what King Saul began to do.
呢个亦都系扫罗王所做嘅嘢啦。
He began to pretend to be repentant.
佢开始扮去认罪悔改。
When we pretend to repent,
而当我哋开始假惺惺咁样去悔改嘅时候，
there may be an outward change, but on the inside there is no change.
表面可能你会有啲变化，但系内心依然固我。
If you are a person who has compromised your integrity, let me tell you about three steps for rebuilding your integrity.
如果你系向罪恶去妥协嘅话，去破坏咗你嘅操守嘅话，我想话俾你听，原来有三个步骤系可以重建你正直嘅品格噶。
Admit your failure and receive the forgiveness of God.
首先，承认你嘅失败，并且接受上帝嘅宽恕。
Find an honest friend who's going to keep confidentiality and ask him to hold you accountable.
然后找一个可以帮你保密的朋友，他亦都是可靠的朋友，去督导你。
Ask him or her to walk with you in your road to recovery.
让他陪伴你一起去走这段品格重整的道路。
And then the third thing you must do is you begin to reset your goals in life.
并且让到最后一步，就是你要重新定立你人生的目标。
Not for popularities or financial gain or power.
不是去追求名望、金钱和权力。
But for one thing alone, the glory of Jesus Christ.
就是单单为了一件事，你人生目标就是那一件事，就是荣耀耶稣基督。
If you make this the goal of your life,
如果你将这件事当成为你人生目标的话，
The world may be falling apart, but you will be standing strong.
我想告诉你，就算这个世界崩溃了之后，你仍然能够站立得稳。
Someone said,
有人曾经咁讲过，
that some of the most talented people are terrible leaders.
有好多好有才华嘅人，佢哋都系好差嘅领袖。
Because of their crippling need to be loved by everyone.
因为佢哋都有一个弱点啊，就系要得到所有人嘅爱戴。
The reason I'm warning you about the sin of pride.
我点解今日要提醒你要留心骄傲呢？
Is because Acts chapter 14 gives us an example of two men of God who overcame that insidious temptation.
因为原来喺使徒行传第十四章俾咗我哋一个实例啊，就系两个敬畏上帝嘅人系点样胜过恶动嘅试探嘅。
Please turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 14.
请你同我一起翻开圣经新约的使徒行传第十四章。
In the first seven verses, Paul and Barnabas go to Iconium, and there, in that city, Paul preaches the gospel.
在前面的七节啊，保罗同埋巴拿巴啊，去咗一座城叫做以哥念，并且在里面嗰个会堂嗰度去传讲福音。
And they get the same predictable response.
佢哋系得到。同样的同埋是已经预计到的反应。
Those who believed the gospel repented and rejoiced in the good news.
原来那个预计到而且一样的反应，就是那些相信的人都悔改，并且因为得着福音而喜乐。
And then there were the Jewish leaders who incited the crowd to persecute Paul and Barnabas.
但是犹太人的领袖却开始煽动会众要攻击保罗和巴拿巴。
But beginning at verse 8 of Acts 14,
但是从十四章第八节开始呢，
Paul and Barnabas go down from Iconium to Lystra.
保罗和巴拿巴从以哥念落到去路斯德。
And there they see this crippled man from birth.
在那里他们见到一个一出世就是跛的人。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul heals the man, and the pagan crowd was amazed.
使徒保罗靠着圣灵的能力就医治了这个跛的人，让到所有的外邦人都觉得很惊奇。
Now look at verse 11 of Acts 14.
让我们一起来看一下使徒行传第十四章第十一节。
The people of Lystra said, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men."
路斯德的民众就说，有神去藉着人的形状来到我们中间啊。
And in a typical crowd reaction, they said that Barnabas is Zeus and Paul is Hermes.
在一个典型的群众反应里面，什么羊群效应啊，群众反应，他们就开始将巴拿巴叫做宙斯，就是希腊的一个最大的神明，将保罗叫做希尔米啊。
So they bring in the priests of Zeus and Hermes.
跟着他们就叫上这两间庙的祭司，就是宙斯庙和希尔米庙的祭司都带晒过来。
They bring a bunch of bulls and garlands and were ready to offer sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas.
他们带着成批牛啊，拎着啲花圈啊，谂住向保罗同埋巴拿巴献祭啦。
They were ready to bow and worship them, thinking that the gods have come among them.
他们要向保罗同巴拿巴去跪拜，将他们当做下凡嘅神啊。
But the Bible tells us that for a few minutes, Paul and Barnabas did not understand what was going on.
但是圣经告诉我们，听起初保罗和巴拿巴根本不知道发生了什么事。
And as soon as Paul and Barnabas discovered what the people were trying to do,
但是很快他们就发现民众想做什么。
They tore their clothes as a sign of being horrified.
他们立刻撕烂他们的衣服，代表他们觉得很害怕。
Why did they call Barnabas and Paul Zeus and Hermes?
点解民众要将巴拿巴同保罗叫做宙斯同埋希尔米呢？
Why did they want to worship them?
点解呢群人想要拜佢呢？
I want to tell you why.
嗱，今日我就要话俾你听点解。
Because in the city of Lystra,
因为喺路斯德城里面，
there was a mythology recorded by a poet named Ovid.
有一个诗人叫做奥维德啊，佢写咗一个神话传说。
And this is how it goes.
佢讲啲乜嘢呢
？The gods Zeus and Hermes once came to Earth into the city of Lystra disguised as human being.
宙斯同希尔米曾经嚟到人间，入咗路斯德，扮成人咁样。
And when they arrived in Lystra, they asked for hospitality and accommodation.
当他们去到路斯德里面的时候，他们希望得着人的款待。
Then they knocked on 1,000 doors, but nobody would offer them hospitality.
他们敲过1,000户人的大门，都没有人愿意去接待他们。
But there was a peasant man by the name of Philemon and his wife Bacchus.
只有一个叫腓利门的农夫和他的妻子叫做博西斯。
This couple took those gods into their humble cottage and offered them all they need.
这对的夫妇将宙斯和希尔米请入去自己很简陋的屋子，并且为他们供应一切的需要。
And the myth goes on to say,
跟着个神话继续是怎样讲呢？
That the gods rewarded Philemon and his wife by turning their humble cottage into the temple of Zeus and Hermes.
原来就是为了奖赏他们，于是这两个神明就将腓利门的屋企啊，就变成了宙斯和希尔米的庙。
But then they destroyed the rest of the population of Lystra in revenge for not receiving accommodation.
同时他们亦都毁灭了其他的路斯德人，作为不接待他的刑罚。
So, my listening friend, you can imagine what this pagan population of Lystra thought of Paul and Barnabas.
所以亲爱的朋友，我想问下你一条问题，就是你其实知不知道为什么路斯德城的外邦人要这样接待保罗和巴拿巴呢？
You can imagine the reaction when they saw a man healed before their eyes.
你想不想到当时的人为什么要见到一个人在他们面前得着医治的时候有这样的反应呢？
They said, we don't want to repeat the mistake of our ancestors.
原来他们想讲的就是他们不想再重蹈他们先祖的一些错误。
So now we are going to worship them as Zeus and Hermes.
所以那个时候呢，他们就将保罗和这个巴拿巴当作宙斯和希尔米这样拜了。
Now, I want to ask you a question, my friend.
亲爱的听众朋友，现在要问你一条问题了。
What is the temptation that Paul and Barnabas were facing at that very moment?
究竟在那一刻的时候，保罗和巴拿巴他们面临的诱惑是什么呢？
I can tell you what it is.
我其实可以告诉你听的。
They could have said to themselves,
保罗和巴拿巴其实可以跟自己说的。
We will accept what they are doing, and then we can tell them about Jesus.
等他们拜下我们先，跟着就再跟他们讲耶稣。
Here's an opportunity for us to get some respect and relief from persecution.
这个是一个好机会啊，让我们可以从所受的逼迫里头得到一些其他的安慰啊，同埋尊重。
Paul could have said, "Let's play along because we want to be relevant to them."
保罗又可以说，因为我们想跟他建立关系，那就跟他周旋一下先咯。
On the contrary, Paul went on to preach a relevant message.
我们发现原来保罗没有这样做啊，保罗反而讲了一些他们应该去听到的信息。
Knowing that these pagans worship nature, he talked to them about God, the creator of nature.
他知道这些外邦人是崇拜大自然，所以保罗就跟他讲话，上帝就是大自然的创造者。
These people were worshipping myth and unreality, and therefore the Apostle Paul was telling them about the real God who became a real man.
保罗和巴拿巴知道这些人是崇拜神话、崇拜虚幻的故事，于是保罗就告诉他，原来这位真实的上帝曾经成为真实的人。
He told them about the real God who died a real death.
而这个真的上帝也都真的死过。
And who was resurrected, real resurrection from the real death.
而那个真实的上帝真实的死过之后又真实的复活过。
And that he is coming back to judge every human being.
并且他还要继续再一次回到我们当中审判世上每一个人。
That was Paul's message to the people of Lystra.
原来这个就是保罗对路斯德的民众所讲的信息。
He never tried for personal gain and personal acceptance.
他从来都没有想着得到个人的利益，又没有想着是得到其他人的认同。
He never tried to mislead them.
保罗亦都没有想过要去全心去误导他们。
No, he spelled it out up front.
他所有做的事、讲的事都只不过是实话实说而已。
Now here's a message to those who worship nature.
今日我想同大家 如果你是崇拜大自然的话，我想告诉你一个信息。
Here is a message for those who are into self-worship.
我亦都为了那些自我崇拜的人提供了一个信息。
Listen to it very carefully.
希望你很留心地去听。
The message comes from the Word of God.
这个的信息是来自上帝的话语的。
That every meal you eat,
就是你所吃的每一餐饭。
That every drop of water you drink,
你所饮的每一滴水。
That every breath that you draw,
你呼吸的每一啖的空气。
That every enjoyment you experience,
每一次你享受快乐的经历。
That every moment of good health that you have,
每一刻你所拥有的健康。
That every dollar or pound in your pocket,
在你的袋里头的每一蚊。
Every particle of air that you breathe,
在空气里头的每一个分子。
That they are all a gift from the Creator God.
他们全部都是造物主赏赐的礼物。
If you keep enjoying God's blessings and ignoring Him,
如果你享受上帝所赐的福分，但是你却忽略了上帝的存在的话，
If you keep on taking from Him and giving credit to others,
如果你不断从他身上索取，但是你却不懂得将荣耀归还给他，却是将荣耀给了其他人的话，
One day you'll stand in the courts of heaven before the great judge on that dreadful day.
当可怕的末日来到的时候，你就要站在天堂的审判台前面，面对着这个的大法官。
And all these blessings that God has given you will serve as witnesses against you.
你从上帝所领受的一切福分都会成为指控你的证据。
But if you will turn to him and acknowledge that his son Jesus Christ died for you,
但是如果你向他回转，承认他的独生爱子耶稣基督是为你而死的话，
If you worship him alone and commit your life to him,
如果你是单单去敬拜他，并且愿意为这个爱你的耶稣基督而活的话，
Then the day of judgment will not be a dreadful day for you.
这样审判的日子对你来讲就不是恐怖的末日了。
Because on that day you will be pronounced guiltless.
因为在那一天你将要被宣判为无罪。
On that day you will escape the judgment of God.
在那一天你将要被免除上帝的审判。
On that day you will experience the forgiveness of God.
在那一天你将要经历上帝的宽恕。
On that day you will be with him in heaven.
在那一天你将要同上帝一起在天堂里面。
And this is the message for our generation.
这个信息就是对我们今天这代人所讲的东西来的。
Acts chapter 14 verse 19
在使徒行传第14章第19节
proves to us the fickleness of the crowd.
证明了那些民众其实很反复无常的。
The very people who wanted to worship Paul and Barnabas suddenly began to stone them.
原本要向保罗要向巴拿巴去下拜的人突然间要拎起个石头要打他们。
And that is why if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior,
这个就是为什么一旦你承认了耶稣基督是你救主之后，
You do not live by the popularity of others, but by the authority of Jesus Christ.
你不会活在其他人的赞扬的声音里面，而是靠耶稣基督的权柄而活。
Remember the crowd in Jerusalem?
不知道你还记不记得在耶路撒冷的民众呢？
At the time of Jesus' crucifixion?
记不记得他们在耶稣受难的时候他们做了什么？
One day they said, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
前几天他们才说，和散啊，和散啊，奉主名来的是应当称重的。
And then few days later, they said, crucify him, crucify him, his blood be on us and our children.
几日之后他们就说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架，他的血归到我们和我们的子孙身上。
The very people who wanted to worship Paul and Barnabas now wanted to kill him.
正是那些向保罗和巴拿巴去下拜的人，现在就要杀他们。
In fact, at one point,They thought Paul was already dead.
我们发现呢，事实上有一段时间，他们以为保罗死了。
They stoned him so hard that everybody left.
佢哋系咁攞石头掟佢，掟到所有人都走晒。
But Paul gets up.
但系保罗又企翻起身。
And he leaves a trail of blood from Lystra all the way to the city of Derbe.
由路斯特去到特庇城，一路咧成地都系血。
And there the Bible said he preached again.
跟住圣经记载，保罗又继续传道啦。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as I conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在今天节目将要结束的时候，请你仔细去听我去讲。
The desire for approval can be so strong that some people will do strange things to gain it.
有些人很渴望得到其他人的认同，甚至不介意去做出一些很傻的事来去得到他的为了。
And spiritually speaking, many of us are guilty of pursuing popularity.
从属灵上面来讲，我们每一个人都有追求名望的这种罪性。
But the only approval that you should be striving for,
但是那个唯一值得你去争取，值得你去认同的东西，
is that of the only one who can say to you, well done, good and faithful servant.
就是我们独一的上帝，因为只有他才能够跟我们说，好，你这个又良善又忠心的仆人。
Let me ask you this as I conclude.
作为结论呢，我很希望问你一条问题。
What is the goal of your life?
究竟你人生的目标是什么呢？
Is the goal of your life the glory of Jesus Christ?
究竟你人生的目标是不是要荣耀主耶稣基督呢？
If it is not, will you make that to be the goal of your life today?
如果不是，今天你会不会将荣耀上帝作为你人生的目标呢？
Because any other goal that is not anchored in this one,
因为其他任何不用荣耀上帝作为基础的目标，
will bring misery and grief,
都会为我们带来苦恼，为我们带来忧伤。
But when your goal is to bring honor to the name of Jesus Christ,
但是当你以荣耀主耶稣基督的名字作为你人生的目标和方向的时候，
The world may be falling apart all around you, but you will emerge victorious.
你周围的世界可能会崩溃，但是在你的生命里头，你最终会脱颖而出，得到最终的胜利。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
各位听众朋友，如果你想更加了解我们今天所讲的东西的话，希望你和我们写信联络。你可以写信给万峰或者给到我们麦克牧师，分享上帝在你生命里头的福气，并且你对今日信息的回应，同我万峰或者同麦克牧师去联络的。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向的时候我们再会。